Eric. Sitting upstairs. The lights are all off. I can hear the roar of the ocean, the pulse of the wind. There are two hammocks swaying, and the floodlights of the Chinese embassy next door, providing a dim illumination off the horizon of my balcony. And I just want to try again to say a few words to you. I feel the words are important. Liberia is an amazing place. There's something very different. And again, my experiences are so limited that it feels false even to say this word, Liberia. I've obviously never seen... I mean, the countryside must be so different than it is in the city. And I'm in Monrovia, and in a suburb of it we call Congo Town. So, my experience here is so very different from my experience in any other place in the world. I've seen a lot of human emotion in very strange ways. Maybe not strange, but... unfamiliar display. Like, we went to watch a football game tonight at a video club, which is a big church-like space with a bunch of wooden pews and people watching football. We saw the Mexico-Argentina game, and I cheered for Mexico. I really did, man. I got Kate, too. We cheered for Mexico, and we really tried. We couldn't pull it off. Like the announcer said, the first goal was offsides, the second was a gift, and the third was unstoppable. So... yeah, that was a bummer. But we get out, and we're with our driver, Anthony, who's the best friend we have here, the president, if you will, and a friend of his, because Anthony's car was not available today, so we went with a friend of his, Ali. And Ali had parked kind of a little bit in front of a gate to someone's house, although there was no gate there, it was just an opening in a wall. But you could still get a car in there, although, you know. There was a car parked next to his, like a sort of four-wheel, what are they, suburban type SUV type vehicle. And this guy standing out front, really angry, because Ali had parked his taxi kind of blocking the driveway to this guy's house, although clearly he could still get the car in. And it was so interesting. This guy just, he was calling the police, you know, and he just wanted to make trouble. He was, like, pissed off and said that he had to sit out there in the rain, even though he was in a car, and he could have gotten the car in the thing, but he clearly just wanted to make a scene. And it was really... I just haven't seen behavior like that in a while. And apparently we left. We just took another taxi, but Ali had to stay. Of course, it was his car, and the guy wouldn't let him go away. He stayed for 2 hours until the guy, like, got bored and left. And the police never came, and if they had come, they wouldn't do anything, because it wasn't really a big deal. But it was just such a... There's some things I've noticed. Like, yesterday, I went to this amazing, amazing hangout place. When you come, we'll take you there. It's called Sharky's. Sharks. Shah. In Brazil, you might say Sharky. Here, you'd say Shah. Shah. And they have ice cream. And maybe, like, chicken. But not chicken flavored ice cream, as I had originally thought. And they have beer. And the rules are no fighting, no beer in the pool room when you play pool. I think those are the only rules. But the ice cream is fabulous. I did not try the chicken. There are some kind of shady looking toughs hanging around outside. Like, you go out there and they just say their name. They're like, hey, this is my name. My name is Benjamin. And they just stand around you for a while, like, maybe about to ask you for money or what. But we leave that part of town. And we're driving, and in front of us there's a car, and these two guys on a motorbike kind of riding alongside the back of the car and, like, hitting it and trying to, like, detain the car. But the car goes, and one of the guys in the motorcycle, like, the front guy driving, pulls a bottle out of his pocket, hurls it at the car, and the bottle shatters all over the back windshield of the car. And we drive along the car, and Anthony rolls down his window, and he says in colloquial to the guy, like, your car okay, just keep going. Because the guy's, like, slowing down. And he's like, just keep going, get out of here, the car's okay. So the car goes forward, and we go forward, we pull up next to it again, another like 100 yards ahead. And the guy has stopped on the side of the road. And he's like, just go, get out of here, your car's okay. And the guy's like, and the guy has this crazy look on his face to me. And this kind of smile, this calm, glinty smile. And he's like, don't worry, I'm going to catch him. Don't worry, I'm going to catch him. And he just like, sometimes I find that people, they're just looking for trouble, you know? Like they just want to find some trouble. So that's part of today's news. But it's been beautiful, man. It's been beautiful in so many ways. Turns out that everything I want, just like my whole life, it comes true. You know, I wanted to play with kids on the beach, and I've been going for runs on the beach barefoot. It's been really good. I still don't have any sneakers, you know. And these kids, they find me, and we're running together, and we're singing together, and it's just exactly what I would have asked the gods for. And then I wanted to meet a student and hang out at the university, and I'm walking around, and I meet this guy who's getting his master's in peace studies, and he's going to invite me to speak at his university about Gandhi, which is cool, who he'd never heard of, and all this kind of shit. You know, it's just coming together. I put together a proposal to do a radio program. That's still, like, in flux. We'll see what happens. I'm still looking for a job. It's been 2 weeks. Spent the first week looking for housing, the second week kind of developing this proposal. This week I'm going to look for a job. Things are really continuing well. But I mainly just wanted to say I love you and share some of, like, the incredible beauty and possibility I feel here. We found a place we're probably going to live. It's all just very, very good, my friends. It's very good. And I think this is going to be a fantastic, fantastic time. And I'm really psyched that I'm taking the month of September off to go to the States and hopefully work on the farm. So that's good, too. But, yeah, I love you. I wanted to play a little music for you, so here that is. And much love to your wife, and I hope everything's going well on all fronts with that.